Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You didn't press the button.
Yeah, I did press the button. Oh, we're back. Hey, thanks for doing the pod, you and Andrew in L.A. Like
good evening.
You said you were going to.
You guys said we should, and I never agreed to that.
Yeah.
Well, we can't pod with a couple of fucking iPhones like we're some fucking...
It's true. We are microphones.
Like, let's start a podcast all talking to my microphone and you talking to your microphone on the iPhone.
People do cell phone.
Not like this right high now. Production value podcast.
Well, this is big.
Yeah.
We have Rahul's right here. We have our guest Rahul's here. What's up, guys?
Rahul in the studio. What's up, also, is the window open? Does that matter at all?
Is the window open in the UGO, bro?
It's fine.
You don't hear it? Okay.
If they hear anything, it'll be more excitement and allure. People have always wanted to know what goes on in the studio here.
Yeah.
There's people pooping outside, fucking. There's
lava lamps. Fucking?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, not at the same time, but they.
Well, you know,
we had the poo, right?
Scat poop. What?
Did I not tell you about
what happened with the poop again? I feel like you might have mentioned.
So we've talked about the, you know, people have had sex outside of our door on the landing there. Which is why now
outside of this door.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Which is why now
inside, but
yeah.
Okay.
Up the stairs.
Oh shit.
Yes. On the landing there.
Okay.
And so we've finally, you know, we were kind of letting it go for a while. It was a one time thing, and then we walked out one day to like go to a party or something, and we looked down, and there was. Not a sizable, but for sure there was a poo on the just like 3 feet from our door, and we were like, "That's it," and the lock is fixed.
Let's. How far from your door to the other person's door? Where would you say the poop was?
I would say the poo was actually cheating towards the where the stairs descend.
Ooh.
You know what? That fucking dude's just gonna break the fucking lock again. You need to call the cops on him.
So it's not one dude. It's a large cadre of dudes.
Oh, it's like a True Detective sort of like thing where like it's like a bigger picture.
Yeah.
It's
like the Castro Carcosa.
Top the top 1% of the 1% of the weird gay shitting group.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that what True Detective was about? I thought True Detective ended up being one creepy guy. Carcosa, the yellow
guy. I never watched it.
Oh.
I just know there's a scene where Colin Farrell beats some guy up because
I watched different
season 2. I didn't watch season 2.
I only watched the McConaughey season.
Yeah, that's the only good
one. Season though, right?
Yeah.
There was one this year? Right?
Marsala Ali or whatever?
Yeah, it was this year, I think.
What did I say?
Marsala.
Like it was good.
An Italian
was good.
Dish.
He also doesn't know how to say Taika Waititi. He says like
Titi Waititi.
Yeah,
that's better. If you ask
dude,
me.
That
so
sounds like you when you see a pair
that
of boobies, bro.
Titi Waititi.
Titi Waititi.
That's Spanish for boobs and boobs.
Yeah.
I was looking back at like a playlist of songs that came out this year, and there's stuff like 21 Savage a lot. That was this year. Tatiana.
Wow.
That was this year.
Wow.
Tatiana feels this
can
year.
You say Tatiana? That seems like it'd be out of your wheelhouse.
Waititi. Tatiana.
Is it more racist? Is it more racist to like earnestly like but just accidentally fuck up a ethnic name or to put too much stank on it? You know, if you were like Mahershala Ali, it's like, whoa, you don't need to do that. That's
What did I say? What was Ahmed's last name that I fucked up?
Oh, he completely fucked it up.
I called him Ahmed like Ahmed Lana Del Rey.
You just made up two words.
Oh, you wrote that in our spreadsheet.
There you go. That's why. That's why I said it.
Say the actual one for people who don't know.
Wrote.
Abdul Rahman, I think that's his name.
Yeah.
His
Abdul Rahman, there you go.
Abdul Rahman.
Yeah. And you said Lana Del Rey.
I said like Abdul Lana Del Rey or something. That was a lot of syllables. Because I was having a rough set and I was just like, I need to get the fuck out of here. And I just panicked and said his name as best I could.
Yeah.
Our hometown hero show.
It can happen. You're like all of a sudden you're just focusing on comedy. Then you're like, "Fuck! I need to be a host. Who's next? Oh, fuck me!
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
even know."
Like,
oh, ridiculous. I hosted a show in L.A. on Thursday, and you know I don't fucking know any of the comics' names. They're all L.A. comics and shit. But the show goes well, and like I get about two White Claws deep. I'm feeling myself.
Oh baby,
headliner.
L.A. Mark.
I'm bringing up the headliner. And I go, all right, guys, make it. All right, guys, everybody start clapping out for your last comic. And I go, I no idea what his name is. Not a fucking clue.
That is awesome.
Like, and the crowd's juice. And I was just like, I'm done.
Like, well, and I imagine with your persona that deep into the night, they're like, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. This guy, yeah. Oh, he's playing fuck up again.
You know what I did? I was like, all right, give it up for... All right, real quick, I'm going to take a picture of you guys. Bro, I'm going to take a picture. So I acted like I was taking a picture.
And you looked at your phone?
Oh, my God. And then someone else was like, oh, can I get that picture that you took? I was like, bro, I forgot that dude's name. I didn't know I fucking...
That's incredible.
So it was a little weird because the crowd was like, all right, he's going to take a picture. But it wasn't like, oh, this fucking...
Also,
idiot.
It's an entire crowd of people. And they're probably like, do we smile? Yeah. What look do I put on right now?
That's awesome.
Yeah, you don't want to tell that many.
Save,
you don't want to tell that.
A great save, yo.
Yeah, I would just have said something random.
Yeah.
I would just fucked up the dude's name. I said Scott Johnson the last time I hosted Cheaper.
Scott Johnson.
You can also do the like, oh, your headliner, you're going to love him. He needs no introduction. He'll tell you his name. Like, I'm so sorry. They're like, I'm a woman. You said he three times.
I didn't want to assume.
So I did. So I went with the masculine. It's like Spanish. Yeah, it's like there's one dude in a room with 20 chicks.
It was more formal.
El señor es guapo.
I mean, you're wearing a suit, you know. Yeah. It's
Mrs. Clinton.
Yeah. It's Ellen DeGeneres. Nice. My name is Ellen DeGeneres. You know who I am.
Bush's friend.
Yeah.
What did you think about all that?
What happened?
The whole when she was like at the Cowboys game with George Bush. And
honestly,
then
I was thinking about it. You know how I would have done it? I would have been like, you know what? We sat next to each other. That's where they sat us. And no comments after that. Like, she didn't have to be like, oh, we're best friends or whatever.
But
whatever.
That's not where they sat them.
It's not just the sitting.
No, I get it. I get it.
I was like,
but if
I would have said, dude, I just got my ticket. And I was like, oh, George Bush is right next to me.
Accidentally, Jerry Jones's box.
Yeah.
Oh, we just happened
to sit. No, but they weren't mad at it. They were mad. I mean, they were just mad because they were like friendly.
Right.
Yeah, they were friendly.
And I mean, like, what are you would have been like, what am I going to do? You could have gone it that way.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You could have not been super polite to a mass murderer. You know what I'm saying?
Obama's killed more people than Bush.
Yeah. I mean, that's like...
First of all, fuck that guy, too. How about that? Yeah. No, that's not true at all.
Yeah.
No.
Bush is probably responsible for more deaths.
Yeah. Responsible. Half a million Iraqis died under Bush's thing. Obama's drone strike significantly more people.
Yes.
But not...
Total.
Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure Obama's body count.
I'm telling you, it's not more than Bush's.
You'd have to look that up. I think that the problem with that argument is that if you want to make the Bush case, you'll say the only reason we were in Iraq and Afghanistan is because of Bush, and that a lot of the deaths that were carried out were based on the beginning of that policy. But the thing is that you're going to be able to do that to any president. Mark's right. And if you're people are just going to decide who they want to lose their shit over.
Carter never killed anybody.
It's true, but he's about to die. He's the last,
he's still
the
early,
last chance you have.
He's going to kill somebody.
And like, I do feel like we're going to get...
strangle a child before he dies.
We're going to get to the point where we just like can't like have a country anymore. Because if you're with anyone, people are going to be like, you're fucking canceled. She's like, dude, I'm Ellen. You know how I feel about shit.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to go up to him. Yeah, that's right. Ellen is a known Iraqi hater.
You can't do anything about it. Fuck it.
Dude, have you ever hung out with like a older white guy who's like kind of going through a little bit of dementia? They're fucking awesome.
All he does is paint, right?
I bet you George Bush is a fucking fun hang.
Probably. Hell yeah.
Yeah, 100%. He's probably one of the most fun presidents they kick it with.
Yeah.
That dude didn't even want to be a president.
That dude's
he wanted to run. He wanted to own a baseball team. That was his dream.
Yeah.
That's it. And he's like,
overshot.
Yeah. Do you guys watch that movie W?
No.
Remember that? He's just a fucking party animal, dude. That's all he did. It was fucking... He got a DUI like in the 70s.
Yeah.
When it's like impossible to get a DUI.
That's true. Yeah. It must have been so hard to get a DUI back then.
Dude. It was harder than to catch a rape case back then, bro.
It's true.
That was pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he have one of those too?
Yeah.
No.
George Bush? He's got Well, wait, Obama has more rapes on him. Those are drones, though.
That's drone rapes.
Drone rapes don't count. They're Iraqis. It doesn't matter.
The victim, Jane Drone.
Jane Drone.
Shit.
Oh, man.
Did you look that up?
I stopped halfway. Right, I just assumed it's true.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, again, you can make the case that we wouldn't have been in a lot of those conflicts. So it's kind of a tough one.
You remember that show George W. Bush or whatever?
The baby one?
Yeah. No,
or
not
Little
the
Bush?
Little Bush? No, the one where...
There was a cartoon with the Little Bush.
No, not not the cartoon, the live action. Hey, Raul, are you watching Watchmen this week, bro?
God fucking damn it.
Oh, my God.
No,
dude, it was so good.
We're not a Watchmen
it
podcast.
Was good. It was
such
it was good.
I did go home and watch the first episode.
You're watching
that.
Men, dude?
I'm watching Men.
Fuck yeah.
I watched the first episode. It was very good.
It's not bad, right?
It was great. No, it's great. I'm not up to speed. And
depending on how it ends, it may be the best TV show on television.
Or it could
fucking suck. No, I think it's
not
going to suck.
I actually think, like, regardless of how
no matter what
it's
they do,
fucking
it's
amazing.
Yeah.
That's
it was
a great
all a dream
take.
Or something.
That is a great
right.
take.
That would suck.
What else? I was in LA all week. I'm trying to think. I got
yeah,
really
it looked
high
fun.
At the, really high at the Comedy Store.
You it seemed like you had the normal LA arc where it's like you go down and you're like, fuck, I don't know anyone. It's the first day of school. No one likes me. I'm not gonna make any friends. And by the end you're like, LA is pretty cool, man. I like it down there. I got a lot of friends.
I don't want to leave.
One of his names is JJ, and we still like, I drew him a picture when we left.
Do you know JJ too? Yeah, I got fucking so high. This full fucking Frank just be smoking.
Frank is a
bro, we
Frank,
smoked a half ounce of weed in 2 hours just in the back of the store. I've never been. So I was like.
He loves weed. He identifies
yeah,
with weed.
Right?
Yeah, no, he don't drink, but he smokes fat.
It's
fat.
Funny to watch how like people who don't drink it like manifest in all these other ways. Some people are like, I fucking run marathons, or I just smoke insane amounts of weed, or I'm just a crazy person.
Yeah, just fight people for no reason in the streets.
I guess drinking just takes so much out of you when you do it a couple times. You're like, I'm just going to stay me.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
You drink, Raul?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
You don't have any weird, crazy shit.
I drink.
Yeah, no, I know. No, I know.
Yeah.
I've
we
seen
know,
it.
You
I've
drink
seen
and yell at people in the drive-thru.
What?
Classic bit throwback. That's when Joey edits in like the classic.
Oh, that would be great, dude, if I was on it. Yeah, by the way, if you're a listener and you're like, you know what this show could benefit from? A producer who wants to film,
do you edit
cut
this at
together
all?
Video, not at all. Edit, keep a fucking backlog of all this shit. I pretty much post it, or someone will be like, after this episode, you might be like, man, that thing that I said cannot exist. And then I'll say, tell me when
and
it was.
That's such a crazy threshold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all on here. You
have
know,
you done that before though?
We've bleeped stuff out.
Okay.
We've bleeped a lot of stuff
we'll
out.
We'll edit like little things here and there.
Yeah, but we've also put out a lot of things that are like
that we shouldn't have.
No, I mean, yes.
We
it just depends on what level
everything's
like
okay now.
Listen, if
I've,
we if
I've
we
changed
the
I've,
threshold is
I'm
did
on
you,
the other side now.
Yeah, the threshold is did you get on SNL? If not, like, you
that's
know.
Fair.
People
well,
don't give a shit.
We had to edit podcast. One episode cuz we did it all in blackface.
Okay.
That is true.
But we don't have video. It's just an audio podcast, but
well, dude, when we did our live well, it wasn't a live. When we hosted the punchline in Greenface as aliens, and there are a couple photos that if you make them black and white, it does not look good.
I'm wearing a sombrero and a poncho.
That's
it doesn't
true,
matter
yeah.
what
you're,
color
you're
you make the show.
Already.
I look like a fucking idiot.
I do have the video of that.
Nice.
But yeah, hey, if you're listening to this and you're like, you know what? I am I could take this thing to the next level. Hit us up, pier69pod@gmail.com. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's an internship.
Yeah.
I mean, well, actually, no. You get a hot take of all the money we're making.
Yeah. A lot.
And
that's
that continues. But if you grow it, that sweet, sweet pie could be yours.
Yep. We all love pie.
That's right. Do you like pie?
Pumpkin. Huge pumpkin.
That's your number one?
Number one.
Wow.
My number one is, but it's specific, cherry. I don't like that super bright, ridiculous, like store-bought cherry. Mm. My Nana used to make a very great rendition
you
of cherry
pie. Mexican grandma?
No, I had a Nana, dude. I had a Nana, bro.
Yeah.
How about
a
that?
Nana, nanny.
I didn't have a nanny.
Mammy?
How dare you?
Oh, no, not a
No.
Is that a bleep moment?
Mark, no, it sounds
you're
like
all,
you
you're up
don't.
On pies.
Is this the pie that I want to have sex with the most?
Yeah. American.
Cream.
Nice.
I don't like pie.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's bullshit. I don't like when people put fruit with sweet.
Yeah, that's
what
inside like
my
pie.
Fucking
doesn't really feel like
bread.
It is sweet.
It's like gross.
You don't like Danishes?
No, I don't like Danishes. I like fucking donuts.
Yeah, I like donuts too.
Because I go hard at 7-Eleven, dude. I spent
You don't like chocolate pies?
I spent $30 after that weed session at 7-Eleven.
You ever have like a moon pie?
What's a moon pie?
It's like delicious 7-Eleven garbage.
Oh, yeah.
It's really bad for you. But, you know,
whatever. No shit.
Yeah.
It's not from the organic section of 7-Eleven?
No, it's from the moon.
So it's cream cheese?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So you don't even fuck with jelly donuts then, Mark?
Ooh, that's gross.
I don't like a filled donut. I like that.
I don't like, that's my least favorite part of the pie is the
filling.
Fruit.
So you're a crust man. Crust
I love the crust.
Mm.
The crust is delicious.
Wow.
But pumpkin is like, doesn't really taste like a fruit. It's or whatever the fuck
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's pretty like
it's like a cheesecake.
Vanilla kind it's, of. Not yeah. to use that
it's
same, you
it
know.
Is. It's cheesecake with crust.
It is the cake.
But I prefer cheesecake
pie.
To a pie.
I like pumpkin pie over cheesecake.
Okay.
I don't understand cheesecake.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
You're not supposed to understand
it's
it, bro.
It's the best.
It's not the best. I like it.
No, I like cheesecake.
But ooh. I just don't understand, like what's the cheese aspect here?
Like,
you know what I mean?
What kind of cheese is it?
Yeah.
Cream cheese, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was.
Now that's a moon pie.
Oh! I have no idea what the fuck's happening.
Have you seen that? That's one of my favorite
SNL sketches. Can we shut
SNL the fuck sketches.
Up about pies, please? For the love of God.
Do you like...
That's
I am
pie.
So bored of talking about what my favorite pie is.
Are you doing
what
me?
What fucking podcast?
Are
no,
you doing me
I'm
on parking?
I'm doing me, bro.
Okay.
I'm actually upset
okay.
that the past 12 fucking minutes we've been going, what's your favorite fucking pie? Do you ever edit the podcast? Go fuck... Let's talk about some shit, bro. Google News. There's been shootings that's been happening, bro.
Dude, do you have the Citizen app?
Yeah, but it doesn't get updated.
The Citizen app is lit for me.
Break it down.
It's like you
like a scanner.
Yeah, and well, and it sends you alerts of crazy shit that's going on near you. So it'll be like person assaulted 16th and fucking Broadway.
If I were you, I would have fucking uploaded that person taking a shit on Citizen app.
Yeah, I should have.
That's what I would have done.
Y'all see the UPS driver get shot?
I didn't watch the video, but I saw the
holy shit! What
he
happened?
Was a hostage, right?
Yeah.
Well, the cops. So this fucking.
And you know what the saddest part about it is?
The package.
He
didn't
was
get
a
there on
white
time.
Guy.
Yeah, and it was like his second day.
Wait, so what happened? Did he die?
So there was these burglars. They like stole some like $3,000 worth of jewelry or some shit. They hijacked a UPS truck with a UPS driver in it.
Oh no!
So the cops chased them down, surrounded them, maybe like 700 cop cars. Like every single cop in Florida was there.
Yeah.
And like after a minute or so, they just unleashed rounds and rounds on this truck.
Yeah.
Killed the two robbers, the UPS driver, and one other bystander.
What?
Yeah.
They're supposed to go to the guy on the phone.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go to the phone guy in that situation. And they're like, we need a helicopter. And they're like, we're working on it.
Yeah.
On it.
Exactly.
You need and you gotta let the. They just fucking unleashed.
Yeah, they
unleashed.
Went all fucking Mike Lowry on them. They
that's horrible. Lowry. Every single one of them is like, I got the shot. And they're like, stand down. They're like, I got it, sir.
Yeah. They just.
That's horrible.
You can see the video. Like, you can't. You can just see him like lighting up the fucking truck.
Yeah, you can see him like the robber holding the guy around his neck and like fucking basically like using him as a fucking human shield.
So what are the. What's the cop excuse that. Well, we feared for our life.
The cop excuses. In these situations, the other party dictates the situation, and at this point, that's how they dictated. He was all like, "Fucking, that's how they."
You see the UPS statement?
What did they say? The cops just shot another brown guy.
Oh, should I get to that? Oh man. But no, they pretty much thanked the police.
They thanked
for doing
the police.
Job.
It was weird. It was very like they didn't
fuck.
Even say like poor guy or anything.
The guy's name.
Yeah.
His name was Frank Roberts Robolos or some shit.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hispanic last name.
That's horrible.
Doesn't give him a fucking RIP or like a
shout out.
A
nothing.
Shout out.
They were like, thank you for the police for doing
didn't
their job.
Didn't pay for the funeral.
They might as well just said Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
which is FedEx's actually.
insane.
I don't get it.
Blue lives matter. Well, because they have a blue symbol. Logo.
It's
blue
lives
matter.
Purple, bro.
It's purple and orange.
Yeah,
it's
purple. Blue
it's
lives
purple
matter
orange.
Versus what can brown do for you?
The joke worked. Don't fucking worry about it.
The joke didn't work.
30% of our audience was like, that joke worked. And now they're gone.
I'm speaking for my audience. I went, what? When everyone laughed. Because that's what I did.
I think of the most more white.
Blue
ones.
Light. Because the logo's blue. What the fuck?
More white. Whatever.
Oh,
I might be
man.
An ED commercial this week.
Yeah?
A what commercial?
Oh, I saw that thing. I didn't end up submitting my shit for
it. They got a callback.
I didn't really want to be on TV with that.
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, fuck it, who cares?
Oh, man.
Are you
dope.
Bringing your girl in?
Yeah. She
so
wants
the whole,
to, she wants to do more than I do.
So the whole, yeah. So that's the thing is they were like, if you're in a relationship, see if your partner's interested. You two can talk about your sexual struggles. And
where did you get hit up on this? About
someone that we know who works, who you know as well, yeah. who works with an ad agency and probably thought, I don't
know.
Yeah,
likes to invest in Roths. Roth IRAs.
Oh, nice. Mark might not get there.
I don't
know. Yeah.
I get there.
Yeah.
I fucking I got a subscription to Blue Chew. I'm trying to get
yeah,
on this fucking
say,
commercial.
You would be so funny on that commercial, just screaming at a cameraman.
I'm a young man. My fucking dick doesn't work. Are you fucking kidding me? My dick got an award for worst attitude in a cock off.
Nah, I'm a fan, dude. It's like, you know, you want to impress the lady. You want to. Yeah, I checked
you know
out
what
their
I'm
website.
Saying? Give her a good time for every now and then. Pop one of them fucking Blue Chews, bro.
Dude, I haven't played with that fire. I'm trying to keep
blue
something in
is
the
it
tank.
Chewable?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That would be crazy if it wasn't. But I checked their website.
You
want to
go Dr.
You know
Manhattan on them motherfuckers, bro?
You,
I'm telling you.
Do you know what their slogan is, Doge?
I don't know what their slogan is. Do you know it?
Blue Chew Lives Matter.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Blue Chew. That's funny.
You went on their website? Oh,
for this particular ED medicine?
There's so many dick medications.
But these people specialize in erectile dysfunction,
right?
Premature ejaculation,
oh,
baldness.
Wow.
Oh,
and then, oh yeah.
And then
so
skin
it's
care.
Just called it you becoming a fucking weak ass bitch.
Yeah.
You wish
like,
you were still
what
a man.
The spokesman for?
I okay, believe the do. Story is that like the patent that Viagra or all these other drugs had is out now or
yes.
like has expired.
Yes.
So that's why you get these podcast ads for like Hims and like all these like fucking. There's like swipes
yeah.
and all this shit. They're all just kind of getting into
well,
this
gas
market.
Gas stations have been on it too.
You're
so
right.
Like,
yeah,
yeah. You,
had.
But yeah, the patents out and they're
they
doing.
Didn't have.
Have you
they,
ever taken those gas station ones? Those aren't real, right?
It wasn't the same. It was
those
never,
are like placebo.
Yeah, they were wild. They had like Chinese fire ants and shit.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
But
my Uber driver gave me one.
Yeah.
Mm,
he's like, here, take this. You want to fuck chicks? I'm like, I don't. What?
Mm.
What before
you're like, can I just have a tiny water bottle, please?
Yeah.
It's smart though of them to just mix it in with a bunch of other things because then you're like, oh, my package from fucking Johnny Slickback came.
Right,
and
yeah.
It's not like your dick sucks. It's like, oh, you're balding. You want some skin creams
yeah.
also. Yeah, sure. Get your
my
dick
pubes
hard.
Are falling out.
Right.
A covert dick pill is a very smart angle to take.
My dad used to give me those gas station dick pills before hockey practices and shit.
Really?
You gotta play hard, son. It was cold on the ice, but
you're
scared.
You would take those like the ginseng plus, and
yeah.
there's like 50 different like just random pills, and he's like, yeah, just fucking eat these.
Take
dude.
Some supplements,
here's a
kid.
Fucking.
Man, no wonder your
Slurpee.
Dick doesn't work.
Yeah,
you're not playing hockey.
Dude, that's what it is. You got to be in the box.
Yeah, nice.
Nah, I just fucked
Mark's getting hot and heavy.
Yeah.
He just starts talking to Kenny's. I'm just so happy to be a part of this organization.
Yeah.
Just put on this sweater and go to work every
are there
day.
Periods in hockey? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Three.
There's a. Is a penalty box? I was trying to.
Yeah, I made the box.
Yeah. I like to get
box.
In that penalty box.
Three
yeah.
periods.
On all three periods.
There it is.
Flying V.
Yeah, shout it out. Let's get it, bro.
Penalty
Mighty
twat.
Ducks. Mighty Ducks sex
quack.
References.
Knuckle fuck.
I like the quack, bro. Where are we going to go? Quack, quack, quack.
That C on your jersey doesn't stand for captain. It stands for cunt.
I like cock better.
No, I was going to go cock, but
too. Oh, yeah. Wow. All right. Different page.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all right.
That's why they broke up in D2.
Cock and asshole, bro. The assistant asshole and the captain cock, bro. That's the new
D1, D2, and D3.
That's the new superhero.
Mm-hmm. Y'all see?
Remember that superhero idea I had when?
Oh yeah, I wrote it out too, dude.
Really?
I wrote a whole fucking sketch for you.
Really?
Yeah, the lick guy.
The lick guy.
Who would like?
So it's a.
I wrote
the lick guy.
Yeah, he's a superhero, and like his superpowers was like he could get onto the crime scene and he would know like exactly what happened there, like
it was
2 minutes
the dead
before.
Zone. You remember the dead zone? Oh, never mind.
But he would have to like lick the ground and shit. Yeah. So he'd always be like, "All right," and he's like, "Fine." He's like, "Oh, I'm ready to save the day." And he's like, "Fuck!" And then he just had to like get on all fours.
So he just has to be humiliated before he can
achieve
greatness.
Have you guys seen Unbreakable?
Yeah.
You know when he like touches people and he sees like their whole lives and everything.
Yeah.
It was like that, but
that,
with licking.
But he has to lick the ground.
Yeah, but he has to like lick things.
Okay. Like, does he see the battle
that we find hilarious?
I thought it was fucking great.
Yeah, I thought it was
but
cool.
It's also, it's just too high concept. They're not.
Yeah, these guys aren't smart enough.
Yeah,
y'all see that Nick Cannon diss though?
I refuse to click.
It is the worst.
No,
dude, like,
what happened?
It's so bad, bro.
He dissed Eminem.
Oh,
he
didn't
even diss Eminem.
So,
him
so
and like seven other people did.
But it was like, I've never heard such a bad diss song, like ever. Like I. What was the one against the other fuck Machine Gun Kelly? Like that song wasn't great, but I enjoyed it. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like I listened
to
it.
There was something to it.
Like I, whatever. This is like the worst. Like I couldn't even listen to it. It was so poorly done.
Nick Cannon is so incredibly successful for somebody who's just not that talented at any of the stuff.
He's literally
successful
his life is he is a host,
right?
Like he's just like because he's always that
he's
host.
Black Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
No, but he also still does stand up and he still does music and he still does act. Actually, acting maybe wasn't that bad at, but like
Ryan, I don't go to the Seacrest.
I enjoyed that.
I get it now.
Yeah.
It took me a second.
Yeah.
I this whole time I've been trying to think of one.
Yeah. When I said it, Mark just looked at me with the eyes of like
motherfucker.
Ah. Nice though.
Fuck. I was like trying to go like crest, side, vest, something.
Yeah. Brian. Yeah.
But also he's not even married to Mariah Carey anymore.
No, they split in 2016.
So like, what's the?
Well, Eminem put another
two kids
track out.
No, on Friday. Yeah, it was on.
Kids.
It was on an album. Yeah.
Did he diss Nick Cannon?
Yeah, it was very like.
That seems a little beneath Eminem.
Well,
I don't need him.
He like had a thing with Mariah Carey before.
Oh
Nick Cannon and
no,
shit.
That yeah, that's the thing where like Eminem's whole thing is that he fucked her once or did something to her once or with her, whatever.
Wow, this is gonna use so much better
and
language.
She was like, "No, it never happened." So he's always kind of been like, "No, but we did, whatever." And then he brought it back a couple years
ago. She ghost raped him. If I fucked you and you deny it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then when they were ghost married, rape. He
like
brought
that.
That back.
I just made that up.
That's fucking dope, dude.
Yeah.
Ghost,
come on,
rape.
Ghost raping bitches, dude. Yeah.
You dry raping me, bro. Why are you dry raping me, girl?
Ghost raping sounds a little more appropriate.
Yeah, ghost raping.
Uh-huh. Is
dry raping sounds way more horrific. Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Oh.
So the point is though that basically she's never admitted it and Eminem is like, "God damn it, I fucked, I swear."
Yeah, and then because Nick Cannon married Mariah, there's been a weird like 10 years later back and forth between these two figures.
Oh.
They're both trying to be like, "No, I fucked her." And they're like, "No one believes either of them."
But then,
even though they were married,
you know what?
It's just like, "Nick, you were just a fancy roommate."
Yeah. Weird. But a female beard.
Dude, that would be the most insane couple to just see them hanging out at home. Like, they're both insane people. Yeah. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
Yeah,
awful.
Like, at this point, Eminem can't respond.
I hope he doesn't.
Because not only, it wasn't even a Nick Cannon diss, because he had, like, him and his, like, seven other friends, like, do it. And they all were, like,
and Suge Knight.
They were so bad at rap.
It was
they were,
so
like,
bad.
They were, like.
Oh,
they were
really
like,
long?
No, it was like, there's four verses, I think.
Their disses would be like, "You ain't lyrical." And it's like, bro, you can't say, first of all, he's not lyrical. Like, that's not a good, because he is. It's
you
like,
ain't lyrical, my date is empirical.
Yeah, like, it was so
horrific.
But it was bad. Like
it was horrific.
Because I was thinking like, Nick Cannon did, because he does all those like, what's that, Wild and Out? I was like, oh, it's going to be kind of funny. You know?
Yeah.
He might have some levity or some shit to it. It was like so serious. And
should
like,
we? Maybe sure, how long is it?
He should have improv'd it instead of writing it.
It's maybe way too long. It's
okay,
5 minutes.
I was gonna say I would insert it, but I don't
know if you want
to.
I don't think it's
gonna
work.
It's
so
bad.
Bad.
Okay.
I've never heard such
so
a
I shouldn't even watch.
Did you hear
it?
The new one that came out?
One new one.
There's another diss. There's two disses out.
Did he go back to back? Is he trying to go Drake on him?
Is that reference?
The second.
Oh no. Oh yeah. We gonna do it to him back to back.
It's like
I'm champagne daddy.
It's a second one is like not he's just like talking over the track through everybody rapping. He's like, I'm not even gonna rap on this. That's how fucking hard you're getting dissed.
He also had Suge Knight like from jail on it.
Yeah,
and there's a voicemail.
That's a weird flex.
Yeah,
it's a very weird flex.
It's like, that's bro, you have someone in jail.
Yeah,
dissing a fucking and they'll be like, you ain't no legend, and it's like, bro, what? Like,
yeah, it was bad.
No, he is.
Yeah,
and I'm
just
like
saying something doesn't make it a just saying you're not what you are does not make it a good diss. You have to hit him on some real shit.
Yeah, and like I said, I try to be unbiased. Like as fuck. If Eminem gets like, if I hear a good diss song, I'm like, oh, I like this song. Eminem almost always wins.
Do you want to know why? How do you diss a man who's basically already been like, I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
I want to kill my mom, basically.
I
hate my, like, he's said all the worst things about himself he has openly talked about.
Yeah.
It makes it kind of tough to hit him.
You
can't Drake. You can't Drake like, oh, you're hiding a child, which is the ultimate.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah.
Who did that one?
Pusha T.
Yeah, that one.
You
was
see
good.
That? So there was so Pusha's having a kid.
Yeah,
and then
I saw
it was
that,
like that's not the
tweet.
First child he announced or
he
whatever.
Announced,
like
yeah.
That was
oh,
pretty
that's
funny.
So good.
good.
I had to read it twice.
Yeah,
I'll
be in the delivery room. Like, Pusha.
Yeah,
nice.
That was
right?
The main comment.
Nice. I hate. Yeah, all my stupid jokes. The internet comments get there first.
Yeah, Twitter.
Dawood, I hate to bring this up. I know this is a tough subject for you, but you're artist of the decade.
Oh, RIP.
Oh,
damn.
Juice WRLD. Fuck yeah, that sucks.
That's. Did you see the what I saw yesterday? Was that what I saw yesterday? Was that yeah?
I think you told me. Yeah.
Yeah.
He swallowed
a bunch of perks because the feds were coming, so he swallowed a bunch of Percocets.
Damn,
I don't know if that's like actually true. I could.
It was
see
like
it
a TMZ,
true?
Like
right,
maybe
right.
Like getting first.
I'm gonna
to the
wait
story.
Until like you know a few days, but yeah, that makes sense.
So sad, dude.
That's, yeah, I like this music a lot.
Do you, when you got your artist of the decade, were you like, fuck yeah? Or you like, that's
did
like,
it make sense?
I was surprised.
He's relatively recent, also. Also, have you had Spotify for that long?
No.
Okay.
2 years, I think.
Because I've had it since like 2011.
Your artist of the decade.
Yeah, it's 2 years.
You've had it for 1 year.
His first album, I just listened to like nonstop.
Yeah.
No, I was surprised. Like, oh, this is okay. And then like after that, it all made sense.
It sucks.
But yeah, it sucks. What are you gonna do? People die. Little Peep too. Like he was on my top five.
Yeah.
XXX. Surprisingly, he wasn't on my top five. Also, the new album. Not a fan. Did not.
The
did
new
not get
X
into
album.
It. Like it.
Yeah. It's always a tough thing when you're like, oh, it's the last thing I'm ever gonna give from this person, but you know that it's like 65% them or
yeah.
What, and like people do the best that they can.
It's like
but
Jamie
like,
Kennedy doing his accent or something. Doing an impression of him.
Did you see the Lil Peep documentary?
No, is it good?
Wait, is it just like available on YouTube or something, or is
good.
It like
somewhere?
I thought
it was on.
Good.
It might be on Netflix.
And
yeah.
I liked his music a lot. I didn't know about him until after he died, though.
Yeah,
I mean, I knew about him. I liked his music.
I knew
he
about
didn't really get to put it out officially. Like there was, there's not a lot of like the only real
there's like
album
10 songs. And I
yeah,
love them.
No, there's one that's like 20 something, but it came out after he died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
or like maybe right before he died or whatever.
Makes sense. I only learned about him after he died, and it's like, oh, this guy's actually really good.
It was really, there was an interesting, like, I read an article yesterday, I think it was in the New York Times, it was just, like, taking, like, pulling them all together, and it was basically, like, this is the, like, completely horrible, like, unsatisfying end of the,
SoundCloud
like,
rap.
First wave of SoundCloud rap. Like, the ones who were actually going to make it, who'd actually
maybe.
Taken
it was
a thing,
the three
right.
Most successful versions
yeah.
Of that in very different ways also
and they
kind
had
of.
Turned it mainstream and they'd done the like you know what here is emo here is rap here are all these different blended genres turned it mainstream started to change music
all
and
dead.
All dead
yeah.
at
like
20 fucking 21
yeah.
And with lyrics in a lot
yeah.
Of Juice WRLD songs it's like I'm gonna die young bitch I'm not or I don't know if you said bitch
well,
but I'm not
but
gonna
like,
make it to 21
no but that's not I feel like that line is like he predict. I hate it when everyone's like he predict when he's obviously rapping about
other people dying.
Other people dying.
Yeah. I don't think
it's about kids dying overdose.
Wasn't like predicting his, because every interview he did prior to that,
he had a song about how the other two died and about how he didn't want to do.
But he also in the album art for that two song package, it's literally a text exchange, which I assume is between him and Lil Peep or X, and it's like, and this why I don't think it's a prediction, but it's like him basically saying, "Be careful what you manifest. Be careful the energy that you surround yourself with. Be careful the things that you say." And what you see in your mind, because that shit can end up happening. And so it's like, it's not like, I'm not a tinfoil hat. I believe in the conspiracy, or do I think that he wanted that, or do I think that he necessarily saw that? But there is a little bit of like, you speak and carry yourself a certain way, and sometimes that shit ends up happening.
You see Kanye? You said tinfoil
hat. The tinfoil body.
He's a tin man.
You mean fucking looking glass?
Oh, nice, dude. That's a Watcher reference.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, I forgot about him.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't in the last couple.
He's going to come back, dude. That's there we go.
That's my hot. That's my Kanye West tweet. Bam, let's get it.
Oh, looking glass. There it is,
There it is. Nice. Oh, you see that, dude?
The one that I showed Mark was cracking me up earlier today. It was like a picture of him. It's like one of the ones where he's like looking kind of like surprised, and it was like the subway pole when someone goes, "All right, it's showtime."
How do I tag Can we put at Kanye West?
Do I at Kanye West?
No, if you at him, then it becomes a reply and it won't go directly.
No, not anymore.
They stopped that?
Yeah. No, but if you want to make, then you put the dot in front. If you do a period and then at, if you're starting with the name, then that'll bypass that. But I think they changed it so like everyone can see it.
I just want to like tag him so when people like search Kanye West.
That's not how Twitter works.
I searched
what if you hashtag Kanye West?
Yeah. If you say Kanye West, tweets with that name will show up. Right. You don't have to actually say if hashtag Kanye West.
I haven't been on Twitter, bro.
I just re-downloaded it.
He's back on Twitter.
Wait, so the Kanye picture?
I got hot fire tweets, bro.
Kanye picture, he's just writing operas or something? He's like, he's doing a different thing every week?
You were like a god opera or something.
Do people watch these?
I would watch one.
No, but he's had like more than one now. And I don't think anybody gives a shit.
Is anybody trying to watch Shen Yin with me?
What if they induct you into like whatever their fucking cult is?
Andrew's all about it. I'll go.
This is good. We should all go.
But like,
are there like horses or something? Are there horses involved?
I don't know. I just heard
a different show. I'm thinking of a billboard. There's a horse show, isn't there?
There must be.
I don't know if there's a horse. Oh, I've watched that too.
No, you know what I'm talking about? There's like a horse.
That show sucks.
Mr. Okay. Hands?
Yeah. No, I forgot what that's called. It's in my Instagram feed somewhere. I watched that show hell long ago.
Is it the same thing like in a circus tent or some shit like
kinda,
that?
Kinda, yeah. Okay. But no, this is like an actual like
Shen Yun is like it's like a movement. They're trying to. You're right. They are trying to get you
like
in.
A Chinese nationalist kind of thing.
What I don't want to do
is support China.
Well, absolutely not. China is horrible.
Bro,
but, China, dude. Fuck China.
Bro, hang out with
Bush.
I'll support China. I don't give a fuck.
I'm pro Hong Kong, anti-China.
You're pro Hong Kong?
You can't be pro-China. What about the Uyghurs?
Excuse me?
Is
that how you pronounce that?
I don't know. I think so.
You're talking about the Muslims, right?
Are
getting more, like, genocided?
Yes.
I had no idea that's how you pronounce that word.
How do you spell it?
U-I-G-H-E-R, I believe.
Oh, man.
Uigur, I would never
Uyghur.
They're
Uyghurs. It's a bunch of just white kids.
I thought you were saying
tall
Uyghur,
tees.
Yeah,
they're just getting genocided, bro.
It's about time.
Oh, my God.
They keep throwing their, like, same, like, silver chains.
Dude, like, there's, like, a scene where it's just, like, one guy in a red tall tee, and it's all, like, black and white.
The genocide of the Uyghurs.
Oh, man. Schindler's List, dude. Good times. Just in case you didn't get the reference. Fuck, I don't know if I have it on my phone.
People tossing fake spinning rims off cars.
But yeah, I seen that. I watched that horse shit.
That horse shit.
I guess
I don't like that horse shit.
Emily took me because she's like, I'll go. She's super into horses and shit. And I don't get it. Just people like doing tricks on horses. It's kind of whack.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I don't like horses.
But Shen Yin or whatever. I don't know. I'm just curious, bro. Like, I don't know anything about it, but I've seen the billboards. and like the posters for like fucking years now.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Now that I think about it, it's been around for a while.
But the thing that I don't want to do is walk into, like, there's something going on. There's some whole culty thing. Well, I don't want to walk into basically a theater full of, like, the people who stand on the street with a clipboard. It's like walking to a theater of Greenpeace. Like, do you have a minute today to save your, you know, Chinese soul for Xi Jinping? I'm like, I don't want to fucking
stand in there
that.
And shit. I don't know. What did anybody know what it's about?
No.
No, Andrew just said it was like a whole conspiracy.
Like a national, like, it's supposed to, like, I don't know. I'm down. It starts on December 20th is the first date. And
I saw a billboard.
Oh, it's not just on all the time?
Shenyu? That's when the season starts. And then they have, like, they like travel throughout the whole Bay Area. Like,
okay. Shenyu?
Shenyu.
It's like a it's a Chinese Scientology.
I'm
bro.
Trying to go watch
it. I saw it's so big that I saw a billboard that was saying, don't go.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
I saw a billboard that was saying, like,
it's $80 for, like, the cheapest ticket.
Damn.
I'm not curious about this.
Did the, like, resistance to it, is that, like, freshly new? You know what I mean?
I honestly, the first time I heard any resistance was on, the last pod with Andrew. He's the one who's like, put it in my head. And
I had no idea that was
I started Googling, and I'm like, okay, I'm interested.
Yeah, I need to look it up. I'm going to look it up right now.
But, yeah, December 20th, they start, I think they're going to be, like, in Berkeley or some shit.
Yeah, the second thing that when you say Shenyun, the second thing that pops up is cult.
But, like, I don't know, man. A play that's a cult? That sounds pretty tight.
Yeah.
It does.
Are there any movies that are cults?
I want to get succumbed to a cult, dude.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
I went to a Scientology temple once.
They write you, like, angry letters?
No. So I was with a friend, and he had to meet his friend and, like, pick up something. And that friend was a Scientologist. Oh. So the two of us walked into this temple.
Yeah.
And it was like a gift shop in the very front that just sold Dianetics.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are we doing here?
Hollywood. Like, I went to the one in Hollywood. It was just
that one's crazy because they, like, track you. The Hollywood one?
Yeah.
They, like, take pictures of your license plate and they, like, well, especially if you're famous, but, like.
Well, did you sign up for anything?
No.
If you give them any information, they have that shit.
Well, also, like, what they do is, like, if you take the test to see, like, where you're.
Can you fail the test?
Everybody fails the test. So the whole point.
Oh, that's how they get you? It's like a nagging thing?
They nag you is the whole thing. They're like, oh, you're not good enough. And you're like, you're actually a really bad person. Like, you can change that, though. Da, 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 da.
Maybe the other religions should do that. That sounds like a good idea.
I think other religions kind of.
They just kind of have people going door to door. I feel like that's not.
They should go door to door, like, hey, you're fucking fat. Join our group.
We could change that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give me, let me have sex with your child.
Yeah. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
My firstborn for a great bod.
And then you will go to heaven.
Oh.
Right? That's their argument.
If you give up your first child to God, you go to heaven.
I heard they got a Jesus video game coming out.
I think that was a fake trailer.
Oh, the fake trailer. Yeah,
that's a great idea, though.
Jesus video game?
Yeah.
You just go around, I don't know, healing shit?
Yeah, it's like a trailer for, like, you, like, turn water into wine. But It'd be cool, like a VR game.
Walking on water would be so boring in a video game.
Yeah.
It's just, like, feels like a glitch. The whole thing, you're like, I shouldn't be able to do this.
Dude, this is fucking cool.
Modded it.
It's just like you're just eating dinner.
I'm surprised they don't have, like, a GTA mod for, like, Jesus.
First of all, you are Jesus. You're flying around fucking with a gun, doing whatever you want, teleporting. You're
Jesus. Jesus had a gun.
Any character in a game is Jesus.
Teleporting.
My Jesus has a gun, dude.
Sweet, strapped up Second Amendment Jesus.
That's my
Lord and Savior.
Yeah, that's my.
Don't tread on Jesus.
That's my bumper sticker, bro. My Jesus has a gun.
My Jesus, that thing would sell like fucking hotcakes at like a Waffle House in Alabama. By the way, I did read into this.
What do you got?
I think that the billboard that I saw is the show the Chinese government doesn't want you to see. I think that's what Shenyun bills itself as because they practice Falun Gong, which is a religion. And so it's basically a religious sermon.
It's Uyghurs.
That's why everyone considers it a cult is because it's basically like a religious sermon dance thing all about this religion they don't allow in China, but it's also like a strict morality religion. So they don't you can't
Andrew
smoke tobacco
it?
Or well, no same sex marriage.
A Chinese nationalist?
Is Andrew secretly a Chinese nationalist?
I can see it.
As a Filipino?
That's what he fucking wants. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, check out my, Spanish last name. I'm Filipino. Bam! Chinese all the way.
This whole time.
He's been worried about the podcast. Maybe that's what gets him canceled. Yeah. You know, like that's the
being Chinese. I feel like, yeah. That is why that guy got canceled from SNL, right? It's because he was Chinese.
Yeah.
That is what it was. People were like, we just listened to a lot of this guy's podcast. Turns out he's fucking Chinese.
We already hired one of them. We don't need another one, right? That's.
We only need Shen one.
What was the nice? What was it called? The religion?
Falun Gong.
Falun Gong. Sounds like Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, yeah,
the Falun Gong. Yeah,
it's a racist character.
It's a game that they have whenever they have an Asian celebrity. Or
like, I'm sorry. And you
bring on out the Falun Gong. He just swings a bat at him. No. Yeah. Oh, so that's so interesting because I have seen protests for it, but these could be people from Chinatown that we got to go way deeper into the Chinese community of San Francisco.
Do you think there are subtitles?
It's a play.
Live? So it's just like somebody carrying words.
It's like a cue card. Yeah,
just a guy with them.
It's a lot of dance. And
Do you think there's a Mahjong tournament there?
In the back.
It's just
there's some guy in the back dubbing it. he's just off the whole time.
We just go there and we're like, we're trying to be Chinese.
Yeah.
We heard this is a cult to become Chinese.
Yes.
I'm here to become Chinese.
That'd be pretty cool. That's how they have so many of them.
Do you have any chopsticks?
It's like the dude from Ocean's 11, just like doing flips or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, nice. The little Asian dude.
Yeah. I'm trying to get baptized in your holy duck sauce.
Oh, man. That's fun.
Yeah.
There's. Do you spend much time like walking through? I guess you don't. I used to walk through Chinatown every day.
Oh, yeah?
To go to work, and it's such an interesting part of the city because it is a completely different.
Where the
world.
Fuck did you work in the back of a fortune shop? Yeah.
Joey, you what's imagine the I'm just writing different fortunes for people. Yeah. This one will be fun. It's like you're gonna die today. Fuck.
Help me. I'm a white boy.
Help me.
Someone has to put those in fortune cookies.
Help me. I'm a white trapped in the back of this Chinatown Chinese fortune cookie shop. I tried to join Shen Yun.
It would be really funny if they like secretly had sweatshops in Chinatown full of white dudes making like Chinese shoes to send back. It's like, if I make another fucking triangular hat, I'm going to be so upset. Except instead of kids, it's old white men. It's the complete opposite. A little tit for tat.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. It's a good visual.
Yeah. I'm trying to take some of these Nigerians' money away from them. try to call Nigeria and scam them.
Yeah,
you're just flashing them scams.
You go to a Nigerian palace. It's all like old, fat women from Wisconsin that get duped into those, sending cat pictures and shit, trading places. Trading Places Globalism is a great addition of that. That should be the update to that movie.
That's
The Man in the High Castle.
No.
Nice.
Are you thinking of the people in the original movie?
No, yeah, that's the other TLC show. When my 60-day fiance.
Wife, oh, 90-day fiance.
90-day fiance.
That show is so fucking funny.
I don't have
wait,
like
is White Swat. That's a real show, right?
Yeah. And you know, it's also
a movement.
Also.
If you're right. Interested.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah,
you think it's like in the TV contract they like have to fuck.
Yeah, the other one? That's part like of it. I don't know if that show's still on though. That was like ABC Family.
Dude, when you sign those contracts, they're insane. Because I went on we've talked about this.
White Swat?
Yes,
you
I made
on Room Raiders.
Yeah, I was the wife. I made a cameo on a
Next.
Reality show, yeah. And you read that when you have to, and I was just like, to be honest, for like five minutes.
You already know I don't read those fucking things.
Dude, they're fucking insane.
But it's also like, yeah, if you die on this shoot, it's not our fault at all.
Oh, yeah. It's if you die,
that's
it's also.
Stuff. That makes sense. Yeah, yeah. But they probably also, like, own a bunch of shit.
Exactly. It's also like some of them, so Shark Tank, apparently, they'll say like, once you've gone on the show, they could own your likeness and potentially own a part of like any future shit you do that's not related to them. The one that I did was like, we can cut anything you say in any way, even if it is a deliberate misrepresentation of what you said.
They just cut their mind.
What?
I was just thinking like they cut it like all your like words into the N-word.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just like, talk about the situation.
You're just saying
in
the
China.
Word no in tiger.
Like, no, I grub no, radishes.
I hate tigers.
Could you pass the vinegar? They're like, oh yeah, we can.
Yeah. Edit.
Yeah.
My favorite thing on Shark Tank is that at the beginning of every episode, there's a disclaimer that's like, the sharks are not investing in you, the audience at home. It is to the contestants. It's as if like they need to clarify that.
That's
like,
fucking ridiculous.
I thought you were going to be like, the Shark Tank is like, more sharks die a year than people or something.
No sharks were hurt in the making of this television
They're
show.
More afraid of you than you are.
But just the idea that like one of the judges is up there going like, I'll give you $100,000, that there's somebody watching at home going like, are you gonna give me $100,000?
That's fucking insane, dude.
You got a
Yeah.
You got a,
Your Honor, imagine bringing that to court. The man in the fun, shiny box said he would give me $100,000 for my idea.
You got any sweet Shark Tank ideas?
I'm surprised Fortune Cookie's never get in trouble for like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got ideas?
No, I don't think so.
I got one.
Okay. Where the Party app?
It's a basketball jersey.
Oh, somebody made that when I was in college.
Well, fuck them.
It's a basketball jersey.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
But it has a turtleneck.
That's kind of tight. Yeah. It's like a ladies' top.
Yeah.
A lot of ladies like love that. They do
turtleneck
with the sleeves
off.
That's specifically
That's
feminine
a
move.
It's like a corporate kind of
it
outfit,
is,
right?
Indeed.
I like it.
Yeah.
So that's my idea.
Someone that thinks she could be promoted but will never be like a top.
It started first.
Well, ladies, you're welcome.
The style
another idea by a white man for you.
The style of that actually came from Africa when one of the women who was in the tribes wanted to get her first interview. Wore a turtleneck to cover the 8 rings elongating her neck.
Damn.
It's interesting. It's like
those neck things are weird. I'm sorry.
What? No, go ahead.
I was talking about the neck, but because we were talking about Chinese people, the foot bindings.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Do you ever see those pictures of that shit?
Yeah, I bought some new ones for my snowboard.
Oh, nice. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
They're so small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about
so
here's a shark.
When they're so small like that, you know, yeah,
so much hotter.
Shark Tank idea. It's those same idea with the neck rings, but you can put them on your dick so you can
get
slowly elongate your
Hell
dick
yeah.
over time.
Yeah,
all right. Tank idea. It's a feet bindings device for your girlfriend that you could slip on her feet while she's asleep.
Oh. Sleep bindings.
Yeah. Sleep bindings.
Nice.
And what does that do?
It
binds their feet, makes them smaller.
Makes them nice and small.
So you can fuck them. Come on, Joey. Don't be weird about it.
Catch up, bro.
What the fuck? You're not trying to fuck big sleepy feet.
Ew. You are gross.
You want to fuck small sleepy
feet. You
got to
be nice and tiny.
You can barely fit between the toes.
Ew, you big footed size 6 bitch.
That's gross, dude.
No, I need a size
3. A woman that falls over in a strong wind.
Yeah. I need a size 3 slim.
Yeah, dude. You can buy her children's shoes. Save a lot of money on Redbox, bro.
Fuck that. I need baby doll shoes.
Yeah built dude. Like with the Incredibles.
Yeah. I need to hold my dick up next to your feet and make it look
huge.
Average. Yeah, but I was going for like a better.
Average?
Colossal?
Medium?
Hoss-like.
Oh, like a hoss.
Bro, you ever fuck a bitch with tiny toes?
That should be every question from now on. Just every topic.
Are any of you into feet?
Nah.
Nah.
No, I don't.
He hates feet, actually.
I don't like them.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty. Yeah. They're kind of gross.
If there was like a device to like chop them off, that would be tight.
He fucks pirates.
Wow.
Yeah. Big pirate guy, this guy.
Big old pirate guy, dude.
Yeah.
Nubbin fella.
Hey, girl, let me hold on to your wood.
Yeah. He gets pegged.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'd bring Chum to Shark Tank.
Nice.
Murderers of art and throw it over.
You want it. I don't have any dumb reality shows in my life. I haven't in a long time, but I remember it's nice to have like one.
Yeah, I watched one because of that other podcast. I think there are two woke people on it. They talked about this one podcast, this one show where like they find your perfect match. So there's a household full of people, and someone in it is your perfect match.
How the fuck is that?
What is this, a Black Mirror episode, bro?
Yeah.
But the season that I watched, everybody was bi or pansexual.
That's turned up.
So the possibilities are like unlimited to anyone, could be anybody's match. And everybody's just trying to figure out. And
I can just see that producer just like, they're like pitching the show and they're like, yeah, everyone's got a match. He's just chain smoking cigarettes. He's like, we got to fucking take it up a notch.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone can fuck anyone. So dumb. That's not how matches work. Oh, well, they
have like a matchmaker.
System.
Like, this is the perfect person for
you.
Yeah,
matchmakers are so good at their jobs.
Of course, no. And everybody chooses wrong until like, but for this episode, like the odds are like doubled. So it's everybody's like fucking up.
That's
pretty
amazing.
Fun show. I forgot what it's called, but
dude, that's
you're my match or something. Maybe I don't know.
Wait, are you the one? That was
are
called?
You the one? Yeah. That's what it is. Thank you.
Oh, somebody's my god, that's hilarious.
But yeah, I watched that. I binged that in a day.
I thought you were going to go. You said something about like a podcast with woke something.
Yeah, well,
dude,
there
needs to be a woke reality show where it's like the woke house. And it's like every, like you get
just fighting.
Every single person has a particular
nobody
issue
says anything at all.
And nobody is fun.
Yeah.
And they have to out, like it's just the people that you can't let any conversation go. And everyone's got a different issue.
Damn,
and that's
dude.
The whole, that's a fucking show.
Yeah, and then like the bell goes off, triggered!
That's
the trigger word of the day.
And then they just, and instead of like having to like run a t-shirt shop like at Jersey Shore, they just like, they have to spend a week in a different southern state and like go to a football game or like go to a county fair.
Or they
go to a Trump rally in Florida.
Or they work like at a wax shop for like waxing hair and stuff, and body hair.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's funny. That took me a second. That didn't take me.
Like lesbians,
hairy
pits, feminist. Yeah. I'm like peak stone now.
That would be fun, dude. And you could have both ends of that show. You could do the same thing with conservatives.
I
don't
know if I want to watch the other end of this.
Yeah, it could be a little dark.
Hate crimes the entire time.
True, but you know,
just
maybe
like
they
learn. American
History
X, bro. The show.
It's a reality show. Yeah. They haven't really had a racist reality show. You think somebody would have?
They did the Southern Jersey Shore thing, and then someone died or something. On
Floribama Shore.
I think so.
I believe. I don't know what the fuck happened.
I think so. I don't know.
And I don't think that they went racist with that. They went
I don't
like
think
diverse
they purposely
cast.
Went racist, but those people had some.
I mean, they could. That would be a fun like a competition racist show. Like I don't know. Maybe you
what
get
about
to be,
like find the
racist. Be amazing racist.
There you go. Or like find the racist. Or is it just a whole bunch of white people?
Oh, like
but
the
like
mole,
one person,
but it's like the
yeah.
race.
Yeah.
There's one person who's like super ignorant, but then he's like pretend to not be.
Right.
Or
like
it's.
And you have to like vote everybody off until you find like the one person who's not.
Or it's like you follow like a clan around, but you know one of them's gay.
Oh. Gay clan.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We should have a fucking production network.
Yeah, dude. We're killing
We've
it right
got
now.
Hit ideas. This is what the people want. It's 2019. Who cares
they
who's
can
in
all
fucking
wear
love?
Sleeveless
Everyone hates each other. I want to see that.
That's office required attire.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Everyone.
You will all wear my sleeveless turtleneck.
It's like a crop top.
A Larry the Cable Guy looking guy. Wearing that.
You will be airy on your chest, but warm around your neck.
Are you thinking mesh when you say basketball, or are you just
I'm thinking
tank?
Mesh when I say basketball.
Really?
Dude.
Wow.
I'm thinking basketball number two, bro.
I literally feel like this is something that like Lil Peep would have worn.
Yeah.
It's like you could take this a whole
makes
like
me nervous.
Emo.
Am I gonna die?
Yeah.
Nah, dude.
You're too old.
No.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Or the 31 club.
Yeah.
32 club.
Oh, did shit, the end of... They lament the end of the unlistened to podcast is another...
That'd be funny if Mark died and you just like chopped up all his like previous things into new ones like they do with posthumous artists. Like,
yeah dude.
It's new like he's podcast, still talking.
And it's just like,
it's just the N-word. We would blow up.
Yeah.
You could totally like piece together a hour long podcast of me calling out my death.
Yeah.
Just going, I feel like I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. True. I'm definitely gonna die. I think I'm gonna kill myself.
I lost a tooth. I think I'm gonna die.
Yeah. You could do it. Just put like sad music behind it and people be like, God, he knew the fucking
black
future.
And white photos of like me.
Yeah. Nice. It's a classic.
Well done. People.
I feel like I'm gonna die.
Could you imagine if you went to someone's funeral, all their photos were just like blown out, saturated, full color, like
pixie. Can you imagine if they were just like
airbrushed,
shitty ass pixelated photos because he didn't know how to work a photo bucket?
Yeah, they're like, he loved his flip phone.
Dude,
he had a razor.
When I worked at like Kinko's, FedEx, or whatever, we used to print those all the time.
Funeral photos?
Funeral photos, and it'd just be dog shit quality.
How hard would it be to jack off to them?
Oh, dude, I'd come so quick, dude. they're like, this is crispy. I'm like, you're welcome.
This is crispy. It's
like, what? This is 80 pound paperweight, bitch.
What's this talking crispy? What?
It came on it.
It's good because I can't.
We printed your photos in matte finish, minus the matte.
That's a little glossy.
All the finish.
Yeah, his name is Matt. He finished on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I always thought that'd be the best name for like a Scandinavian porn star.
Matt Finish.
Yeah. Oh, my name is Matt Finish. Bring your slut face over here. I want to come on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I printed some weird shit. I'm pretty sure I printed like a racist manifesto.
Oh no.
For this dude who's like, can you delete this right away? And I was like, all right, I'm gonna read this. And yeah, he's like, he didn't want to work with me. He wanted to work with like white coworker and shit. And
really?
He was like, to my brothers who were locked up in jail, for what I should have reported it now I'm thinking about it. But
yeah, this sounds oddly illegal.
Yeah.
No, it was like a really old dude. Like, he's not gonna harm. I didn't hear about it. Yeah. So I'm hoping nothing happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, he printed like 100 of these manifestos. And it was just about how like his brothers went to prison, how he's gonna like break them free by saving the white race or some shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I was like,
you kind of were like, you know, it kind of just, it seemed like you, yeah, I mean, you read this thing and it was a racist.
The more I thought about it, I was like, oh yeah, this said this and that. But I was like, looking back, it was super racist. But at the time, I was like, oh, this is pretty funny. But
at the time, you're like, good arc, strong beginning, doesn't bury the lead. Kid's got talent.
Definitely. He was an old ass man, though. He's like 70, 80 year old man.
Old Chinese man.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
It's like he was Chinese. He was talking about his white brothers.
All my white brothers.
Yeah.
Making hats in Chinatown.
I printed like anti-abortion signs and shit too.
Like, wow.
Oh, damn. Yeah. For them to go outside like Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, they're like,
stuff?
Can you print this? And like,
wait, they don't make them themselves?
Like,
they go to a printer?
No, they go to fucking lazy bastards. Wow. Make me do it. But there's like a lot of stuff I can do and I can't do. And I was like, oh, this is copy.
Don't have respect for a protester that doesn't make their own.
Yeah. Like
sign.
You have to sit there with the glitter and fucking commit.
Right, yeah.
The glue. But so
it'd be amazing if you just printed out half the sign and gave it to him. You're like, yeah, we were almost done, but I gave
just
up on it.
Or yeah, I don't want to keep it.
Yeah.
I just had to get rid of it. But they would. Those people are the most sensitive in the world. When you're like, I can't copy this because it's copywritten. Cause like,
no shit.
And they're like, you're discriminating me. I'm like, I don't care about your cause.
I think it's so
funny. I would
print
100 of these if I could.
It is funny to me when the right's like, oh yeah, everyone gets triggered so easy. And then the second you call anything out, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You just want to kill children? I can't print here.
Yeah.
I thought this was America.
So much of that shit.
You ghost raped me.
Yeah.
Like Trump signs, like, oh, because it's copyrighted. I'm like, I can't print. I'm not allowed to. They're like, you fucking hate America. And I'm like, I do, but like
everyone's got their own victim complex.
I don't.
Hell yeah, dude!
Fucking white
I have a predator complex. All right. I think we're good, fellas, unless you got any final important. Oh, hey, 100th episode of the podcast is going to be January 19th at 1 p.m. live show at the San Francisco Punchline for SF Sketchfest. If you've ever fucking listened to this, that is the show that you want to be at. Without a doubt, you should be able to find it with all that information. If not, we'll have it up either on our websites or email us. We'll send you all the shit, DM us, whatever. But come to that show. We want to. It's our home club. We want to sell that shit out.
Suck us off.
Yes. Also blow us. Yes.
Yeah.
Raul.
What?
Raul.
You got anything you want to drop?
Not really. No.
Hell yeah, dude. What's your any handle?
What's your Instagram, bro?
Thanks, yeah, everyone.
Sure. That's been,
no.
Yeah.
No, do it.
Who fucking cares? No, does right. anybody even? Come on.
All right, relax.
All right.
Also, why don't you do the announcements at the beginning?
Because then the people won't listen to all the important stuff that we just said.
Yeah, Raul.
Yeah. Anyway, you can find him at Raul